Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
So, Sergey, in recent days, we have seen a bond sell-off in China. All this coming amid concerns over deleveraging risks. Also this week, we've got $150 billion worth of funding provided by the PBOC that's set to mature. So what's your current take on the debt market in China?
I think we have to look at the bigger picture with regards to China and the rest of emerging markets. The recent bond sell-off was taking place actually pretty much across all of the emerging markets due to the movements that we've seen in U.S. Treasuries. With regards to China specific, I would say, points, I think at the moment the situation is very stable, and I think this is what the market is looking for. So I think in general, global emerging markets investors are looking more at the longer-term picture in China rather than short-term movements with regards to any specific short-term policy action from the Chinese authorities. What is clear to us is that Chinese authorities are implementing several measures in order to slowly deleverage economy and mitigate any potential risks down the road, including the liquidity provisions and the other measures that they have.
Yeah, and you're right, Sergey, because as the PBOC tries to find that sweet spot, right, between deleveraging and market stability, you know, either by injecting more liquidity or otherwise, you know, as they've tried to find that sweet spot during that process, what would that mean for foreign investors?
Again, I think regarding China, I think if the foreign investors see that all the policy measures are aimed at providing further stability or, let's say, managed slowdown of the economy, as we've seen over the past few years, clearly, that's not a concern for us, right? So we want to have a stable China. What we don't want is to have policy mistakes, right, or any volatility, significant volatility associated with the Chinese market. Regarding Chinese bond market, however, I think what is important to keep in mind as well is that China is opening up, right? So we've got, you know, recent reforms that we're all aware of regarding the opening up specifically of the bond markets, right, either through the CIBM or through the Bond Connect. And over the next few years, we will see Chinese bonds becoming part of the mainstream benchmarks, which is definitely going to provide significant inflows into Chinese bonds from foreign investors, certainly the ones that are benchmarked to specific indices.
Do you think other Asian emerging markets will also see similar inflows?
Well, the specific case in China is the fact that the market was practically closed, right, for most of the foreign investors. It was very difficult to access. I think the other market, which is similar characteristics, not exactly the same, but quite similar, is India, right? Most of the other markets are open much more. So if you're talking about, like, in this, for example, I don't know, Malaysia, you're talking about Indonesia, Korea, the Philippines, and some of the others. So I don't think technical picture will be the same, as investors have already significant positions in those markets. But with regards to China, you know, as the market opens up, we will see much more inflows and much more foreign investor participation in the market.
Got it. Now, Sergey, earlier you mentioned treasuries. Let's look at the two remaining Fed meetings scheduled for this year. According to the Fed Funds futures, there's an 85% chance that we'll see another U.S. rate hike in December. Do you think Asian emerging market debt and also currencies, whether we can still withstand another Fed rate hike?
I believe so. I think we can withstand another rate hike. And why I think that is that, you know, we've seen very good communication from the Fed, right? So as you just pointed out a minute ago, market is already pricing in 85% chance of a December rate hike. So I think what is negative for the market is any sort of surprises, right? Or when the market is significantly underpricing or overpricing the risk of the monetary policy move. And that's exactly what we've had in 2013 during the taper tantrum episode, when the market was not prepared for the tapering that took place. However, we're in a very different situation today where most of the market participants expect further interest rate increases. And we can debate whether it's going to be December or is it going to be early next year. I don't think it really matters, right? We have to keep in mind that it's a gradual, slow, very much paced kind of moves by the Fed, which is happening against the backdrop of better economic growth, certainly in the U.S. and actually globally, right? So it is a positive risk environment overall. Just look at where the equity market is trading today. So in that positive risk environment, on the back of the better global growth, developed markets and emerging markets, I think slow, gradual pace of Fed tightening isn't really actually going to derail the performance of emerging markets. On the currency side, obviously interest rate increases in the U.S. would support stronger U.S. dollar, right? But I think, again, there what we need to look at, certainly short term, is where the euro dollar is going, because there are different forces driving both, and emerging market currencies are correlated to euro dollar to some extent.
So what are some event risks that could dampen that positive risk sentiment that you just spoke about earlier? What should we be looking out for?
I mean, short term, I think the markets, the investors should be looking at something like, you know, just the profit-taking opportunities. And obviously, most of the asset classes this year have performed really well, and that's true across both equities and fixed income. So it is possible that short term, you know, the market will be kind of in a little bit of a softer mode, as just, you know, we're coming back to towards the end of the year. It's possible that market participants will start taking some profits. However, we would use that as an opportunity to buy more emerging market debt, because I think pure profit taking would actually create better entry levels for the market participants in emerging market debt. A little bit more sort of medium-term risks for the next year, et cetera. Of course, we have to watch the Fed, right? We have to watch the inflation in the U.S., economic growth in the U.S. The next Fed governor obviously will be extremely important for the market to understand what will be the path, and we should find out hopefully in the next few days. Further, we have to look at, obviously, keep an eye on Chinese story to see where growth is going and what are the measures taken there. And overall, specifically on emerging markets, obviously, the kind of the things we can expect from the U.S. administration. For example, for Latin America, especially Mexico, NAFTA renegotiations are extremely important, which are taking place, you know, as we speak. So we'll have to see where that's going to go. And then, of course, any sort of domestic stories in emerging markets, right? So we've had, obviously, significant amount of noise in Brazil. We have some domestic issues in countries like South Africa, Turkey. North Korea obviously remains, a potential issue as well for the market. So all of these things obviously need to be monitored.
Now, speaking about domestic matters, let's bring things home then. Looking ahead to November 9th, Malaysia's Central Bank set to make a monetary policy statement. Final rate decision for 2017. Could Bank Negara move interest rates next week?
It's a difficult call to make at this stage. I think I would be more in a camp of no change in Malaysia. I think, in general, the inflationary pressures are not yet there in emerging markets as a whole. In some countries, we've seen a little bit of that, for example, Korea. But it doesn't mean that they will not be potentially, you know, change their kind of like statement a little bit. But I don't expect significant move this year. Perhaps it's going to happen in 2018.
Now, also, we got to look at the ringgit. It just capped off its first monthly decline against the U.S. dollar since June. That's for October there. So what's your outlook on the ringgit here, at least for the rest of 2017?
Yeah, we're actually quite positive on ringgit. I think the currency obviously had a big move earlier this year, and it's been rather stable, as you just pointed out, over the past few months, which is very positive. for the market. The carry provided by ringgit is actually, comparing to the other Asian countries, is pretty decent these days. And I think the market participation in Malaysian ringgit has been actually decreasing over the past few months. So we're very comfortable having exposure to both ringgit and to Malaysian bonds today.
Got it. Thank you so much for your time and your insights there, Sergey. We appreciate it. That was Sergey Strigo, Head of Emerging Market Debt and Currency with Amundi.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.